my life to keep this short. So I had a conversation with my mom last night. She was just like, I really need time in the small group. So I think I'm going to try, literally, I'm going to try my hardest to keep it. Jen Wilkins was able to keep it like at 16 minutes, and so I'll try to go something close to that. It has been a wonderful semester being in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. I hope you guys have all enjoyed it, enjoyed the new study that Jen Wilkins put together. It's just been a great time. This season of my life is, nothing really goes on, but I'm just busy all the time. And I used to prepare in the middle of the night for these types of things, and now I have a little girl that takes up my middle of the night times. And so, it's just one of those seasons where God still works, but it's just the time is squeezed in. So we just manage, and this is just the way where I am right now. But so all I'm going to do today, in our lesson this week, we were asked to reflect on the attribute of God that stood out to us most through this study. Did everybody get that part? Okay, so that's basically all I'm going to do is just respond to my response to that question. But you know what, before we get started, let's pray, because I definitely need help. So, Lord, thank you for your word. I thank you for time to spend with you alone, but also time to get together with other women and reflect on who you are and what you've done for us. I just pray that those thoughts would always be present, no matter what's going on in our lives. I just pray that you would be at the forefront of our minds. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so when I used to work, I had a picture. I don't know. It was like a picture of a tree, but it had a quote on it. I think my dad gave it to me. And it said, when love and skill work together, expect a masterpiece. And just the idea that when you combine love with the things that you're gifted at or good at, good things always are produced from that. And so with God, the two characteristics of him that stood out to me most this semester were that he is light, or he is perfect, perfectly holy, perfect in every way. He lives in unapproachable light, which is so different from us, and it can seem very intimidating to us. But the great thing is that he is also love, and it brings that light and that holiness. It allows us to approach him in that light. So for him, I think it's when love and perfect holiness work together, we should expect much, much more than we could ever imagine. And his love and his light, or his holiness, combine together to work in a way that on earth we cannot even imagine. So those are the two things that we're going to talk about, or just briefly talk about, how they work together to benefit us. So I know some of you guys are Kansas basketball fans, some of you are not. But this is this came to mind when I was thinking about this. So if you're familiar with Kansas basketball, do you guys know who Jamari Traylor is? I don't know if you know anything about his background. But he is a young man who grew up in Chicago. He lived in a car for part of his high school career. Somehow one of the KU basketball coaches spotted him and, you know, recruited him, brought him to KU. But obviously, I mean, it's a big transition to be moving from a homeless situation. I don't think he was homeless his entire life, but just for a portion of his life, to come into the Kansas basketball program. So Bill Self is not, I'm not going to equate him to God, but he, in the basketball world, could be thought of as a standard, as a very high standard. So you have Jamari Traylor coming in. Bill Self could probably feel a little intimidating, a little hard to approach. He could definitely create some anxiety for Jamari to come and approach him. But in his senior speech, if anybody heard it, Jamari said that early on, when he was a freshman, he was in the huddle with Coach Self and the rest of the team, and he was talking about, he was talking specifically about Jamari, and he was using him as an example for the rest of the team. But just in that conversation, Jamari said, "I looked across that huddle, and I realized that that man loved me." And when you realize that someone that is unapproachable and is just standing in a position that is so much higher and greater than you, when you realize that that person cares deeply for you, it changes things. It changes. He said, at that moment, I knew I was never leaving that program. I was staying there no matter what he asked me to do. I was staying there. And isn't that what it is? God has reached across the universe with his offering his son and showing us how this unapproachable perfection loves us. And he wants us to be in relationship with him. And he has made a way for us to be in relationship with him. And when those two things meet, everything changes. Everything changes. And he said, you know, I am going to be here. I'm going to do everything I can to do what that man asked me to do. And did he do it perfectly? No. No, but and can we do it perfectly? No, but that should be our desire. We should want to do whatever he asks us to do. And those things that he asks us will not be a burden because we want with all of our hearts to follow him. And really, I told you I was going to be short. I think I'm just going to, seriously, I think Catherine has, do you still, where is she? I think she has, you still have some other things, right? Or is that? I have other things, but I think, you know what, I think I'm just going to leave it because I'm going to make set a record. My mom was wanting time, and I am giving you time in your small groups to go and talk about the other characteristics of God that struck you through this semester. But yeah, I really was wanting to be very brief, so there you go.